Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Take a look at the world of gambling in the Silver State with Mike Alonzo, the respected attorney. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Larry Mathias, and Connie McMullen. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You have extra room in your house that you don't even know about. California Closets can transform an office or spare room into a multifunctional space by adding a Murphy bed. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If you or a loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Have your pantries turned into a food museum? Unused cans and boxes get lost. California Closets can organize your pantry so that everything stays fresh. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Mike Alonzo, the respected gaming attorney with Jones Fargus. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Happy to be here.
Interesting times in the gaming industry because we are really seeing a major turnaround. Very unusual that Las Vegas Sands is actually paying a dividend. Gaming companies don't usually do something like that, but they're offering a buck a share as a dividend, correct?
Well, I think that, you know, it's part of the, you know, maturity of the industry and obviously what's happening in Asia for that company. They've got a lot of cash and there's not necessarily a lot of development projects or other capital projects that you would put that cash into. So you got to get money back to your shareholders and that's how they've chosen to do it.
Is that also a way to try to boost the stock?
Well, sometimes, you know, issuing a dividend can actually depress the stock price because they don't think it's going to grow anymore. And it, so I think it you know, you kind of play with it and see what happens. In this case, I think given what they're doing in Singapore and some of the other projects that they have in Macau and on the drawing board, people will probably still look at it as a growth company that's paying a dividend and look at the overall return.
But the cash flow is just astonishing.
Yeah, astonishing.
And it's only going to keep going up. I mean, there's a roadway between Hong Kong and Macau that they are building, so people won't have to take the ferry. That will speed things up dramatically. There's railroad coming in as well. So, I mean, you could continue to see, you know, 40-50% growth year over year.
Yeah, I think that's what the analysts are predicting, and only the Chinese government could probably step in and slow that down or stop it. But yeah, I think that's what everybody's looking at, is significant growth again this year and into the near future.
MGM expanding the brand, going to places like India and building non-gaming properties, but will that help establish the brand to be able to flip those customers eventually to gaming properties like Las Vegas?
I would think that's what they're trying to do, but I think also because the gaming spend is down and hotel spend seems to be going back up. I think there was an article yesterday on the Convention Authority and what's happening, the room rates and occupancy rates in Las Vegas and other places. And so I think the hotel side, obviously, if those rates are going to start going up and occupancy is in demand, then, the kind of counterbalance what's happening on the gaming spend side, which still hasn't caught up with some of the other things, the non-gaming amenities to these properties.
You know, it's really interesting because as we've seen over the last few years, the gaming part of Las Vegas in particular is down to around 40% of the budget that people are spending. And Las Vegas has adjusted. You're seeing things like, the nightclubs were making huge amounts of money. Now they're running the swimming pools and having parties all day. And the price for alcohol and cabanas and things like that, they're making more money there than they are actually from the gaming.
Right. And, I think everybody would like to get back to having those that spend that we were used to on the gaming side because the margins are so big, especially on the slot floor. But you're right. I mean, they've had to diversify into other avenues, and the nightclubs were something that, everybody's got one now, so that's getting competitive as well. And I think, we're kind of back to hotel rooms, and people are traveling, maybe not Americans as much, but other foreigners are traveling, coming here, and that's where I think the room rate, you're starting to see that move, and that occupancy rate that I think people were so concerned about how long it would take to come back. It's coming back quicker, I think, than some people thought.
Yeah, Phil Ruffin was on the program a few weeks ago, and would you agree with him that you can expect 5-10% growth on the Strip this year?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so then let's go to Bill Lerna, the noted gaming analyst, who a couple of months ago said that he felt that with the increase in airport traffic and room nights and convention business, etc., that we would actually need to restart some of the projects that are on the Strip, open the Fountain Blue, remodel the Sahara, maybe even open up part of Echelon, the Void project, not the whole thing, but part of it, to accommodate the growth that's coming, because if you have the growth there in, say, 2016 and 2017, you can't start building then. You got to start building in the next year or two.
Yeah, and I think he's when he first came out with that theory on the hotel room side, I think some people were skeptical. Now maybe I think people are coming closer to his thought process of the demand is still there, the demand is growing, primarily out of Asia, and so do you then pull the trigger on those projects? And the hard part there, I think, is the cost of capital and just getting the financing, obtaining the financing to be able to do these deals. And a lot of these companies still have a tremendous amount of debt on their books, which makes it difficult to get through those deals. But I think that's the balance you're going to see. Fountain Blue could be, I've heard ridiculous numbers on what it would take to finish that property off. And the longer it sits, the more expensive it's going to get. So somebody's going to have to do, Mr. Icon or whoever ends up with that property, is going to have to do a calculation on, can you make that work under the sort of the capital market situation we're dealing with.
Would you see somebody like Penn Gaming coming in and doing that? They own the M Resort now. Do you think that they would come in because they've been looking for something on the Strip?
Possible, but I mean, again, buying something is probably a better deal right now than building something new and going through that process. But none of the big companies really, I mean, I'm sure they would sell properties, but they're not going to give them away. They're going to sell them at a pretty decent multiple, and so I think Penn has always been a pretty smart buyer in the way they look at those deals. The M, they've got their hands full on, because if you still drive by that property, there's a lot of vacant land, and those houses haven't filled in. But they obviously
and they're shooting for conventions more now.
Right.
They've just built $25 million. I shouldn't say $1 million, but it's a substantial convention center that they've built on the property now.
Right. That's what they're trying to attract.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mike Alonzo when we come back.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with attorney Mike Alonzo with Jones Vargas. Downtown Las Vegas is really resurrecting itself. Now the news that the Lady Luck is going to reopen sometime next year, 2013. You know, obviously the Zappos move is going to be huge in terms of bringing bodies down. The revamping of the plaza into a very, very nice property. There seems to be quite the renaissance there.
Well, and you've got the El Cortez. They've been spending a lot and doing a very good job on that property. I think there is a renaissance on the, you know, some of these things obviously have taken a long time to get to this point.
Sure.
And you hope that that momentum continues and that they're niche players, you know, more so than they have been in the past. And I think with the Zappos deal and the people coming down to Las Vegas, similarly to what we talked about a lot of times, Sam, in downtown Reno, if you build those residential areas and get people down there, and that concentration obviously didn't happen because of the economy. But I think in Las Vegas, given Zappos and some of the things that are going on, that may be a possibility, and you may have a renaissance down there.
You know, it's interesting. You know, Tony Hsieh seems to be a one-man redevelopment agency. Is that what it takes, you know, in Northern Nevada as well? To have somebody with a vision to come in rather than government doing the work or trying to do the work, but where it's business people who come in and say, hey, we like this area, we think that we can do something with it?
I think, you know, in any of those projects, like in Las Vegas with Zappos, you need government to help you kind of get the obstacles out of the way. And in that case, you know, the deal on the city council building and a city Las Vegas building and helping him to get through some of the processes that may have taken longer in the past. I think you need them here as well. You need somebody to lead the charge, whether it's whatever the project is, I think. And, you know, baseball sort of started down that way a little bit, and then the economy kind of caused that project to falter, the retail parts of it. And so I think it's a lot of it's about momentum. You know, people can come in, and it could be timing and momentum that help propel you to that next level and really get the buzz going, get people interested in those projects and investing in those projects.
Last thing on Southern Nevada, are we still waiting for the locals market to come back?
I think that's, if you look at the numbers, I think they're still waiting for the locals market, and that's going to be directly tied to unemployment and disposable income. And I just think Station, Boyd, all of those companies that are in that market are going to continue to have to be very vigilant and compete heavily and spend a lot of money on marketing to keep their market share. And then hopefully as the economy starts to improve, you'll see them improve. I think it'll be pretty quick once that starts to happen, but it's just slow right now.
In Northern Nevada, if you look at the overall market, the numbers appear to be down. But if you look at individual properties, some seem to be thriving, like the Atlantis and Peppermill. They're huge destination resorts. Between the two of them, they put in $500 million of improvements over the last couple of years and expansions. How do you look at the Northern Nevada market at this point?
Well, I think the Northern Nevada market is going to continue to be a tough market. I think if you talk to the Peppermill folks or the Atlantis, it's a tough market, and they're competing hard, and it's, you know, it's just something that I think it's different than Southern Nevada. It's going to continue to be difficult to get people to come here, and Indian gaming is always going to have a bigger impact on this region than in Southern Nevada. But when you look at the Atlantis and the Peppermill, the point you're making is they put a lot of money back into their properties, and they aren't stuck with those smaller lots and kind of what downtown has always been plagued with, the small lot. You kind of have to do the, you know, the bridges and all those kinds of things. And they were able to do some pretty cool things with their properties and spend at the right time. So now, you know, some people could have argued that they spent at the wrong time. But now as things start to improve, they're going to probably get the lion's share of that market because they're prepared to do that. They're positioned to do that.
With the downtown, Circus essentially wrote off the value of that property, and they wrote off the value of the property as it was pre-recession. Do you see MGM doing anything in the Reno market in terms of investment?
I think in terms of sort of if you look at what MGM's priorities are, and I don't know this, I'm speculating, but, you know, their priorities are not in Reno, and they've got issues, you know, that they're dealing with that they've handled pretty well so far, at least it looks like, on Aria and the debt and situations they were in. But I don't think that's, you know, that's a priority for them. Are they going to sell Circus or their interest in Silver Legacy anytime soon at a bargain base or a price? I don't think so. I think the properties, they're servicing what they need to service as part of the overall package for that company, and they're not going to give them away. You can argue, I think, from a northern view that it would be nice if those deals could happen and somebody else could come in and put the money into those properties and try to reinvigorate them. It would help Northern Nevada tremendously.
Interesting, Com Row, which is the old Fitzgerald's building in downtown Reno, has built one of the tallest climbing walls, I believe, in the country. And that's quite a sport. It's an interesting demographic because it's a much younger demographic than we're used to seeing. Most of the visitors to Northern Nevada, I would have to say, would be 50 plus, and I may be even being kind in that. And they're certainly not going to be climbing that wall. How do you think that is going to be as somewhat of a tourist draw when you look at the success of the Whitewater Park, for example, that has brought in a whole lot of new people?
I think it's early. I've been down there. I'm rooting for them like everybody else is on Com Row. It's just hard. I don't know that market. I don't understand the rock climbing market, and it is a younger crowd. Do they come here in the wintertime? You know, that doesn't seem like an opportune time to do that. They may be in indoor facilities. I think I'm looking forward to this summer to see if they can kind of break out. I know they've got some work to do on the actual the indoors to try to make that part more attractive and more diverse in terms of restaurants, and I think they're doing that, and I think we just right now have to hope for the best for them.
We've got about 30 seconds left here. Tony Santo is running the Grand Sierra Resort, bought by the Morello family and a group of investors, and he's talking about putting on the major outdoor concerts again that would see probably about 8,000 people, and talk of the largest indoor water park in the country. What do you think of those ideas?
Tony is a very good operator and a smart guy.
Very good, yes.
You know, he's a very smart guy, and so I give him a lot of credit. The indoor water park, I mean, that kind of has been batted around for a long time, so I'm going to sort of reserve judgment on that. I think if he goes back to the concerts and tries to get locals to get back over there and get people to come over the hill for those shows, I think they were successful when the Hilton was doing them previously, and I wish him the best of luck with that property.
And that's where I got to leave it. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Hi, Mike Gordon here, owner of Jarhead Mobile Detail. Our service packages start at just $69. Call for appointment Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 453-3515. That's 453-3515. Thank you for hiring a vet.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care
point.
Is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
Ethan Allen brings you new looks from the five signature lifestyles. Many of them can be customized for your home and the way you live. Come see the possibilities at a design center today. With special pricing on select furniture, a terrific savings offer on accessories and more, and fabulous financing, your design aspirations are delightfully attainable. The drawer closes on these offers February 29th.
Hi, Mike Dorda here, owner of Jarhead Mobile Detail. Our service packages start at just $69. Call for appointment Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 453-3515. That's 453-3515. Thank you for hiring a vet.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Larry Mathias, Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association, and Connie McMullen, publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. Pleasure to have you all here. On our next broadcast, we're going to be having an interview with former Nevada Senator Richard Bryan, in which he and I talk about the deal that was cut between the banks and the attorneys generals around the state. And I pointed out in that interview, and I'm going to bring it up for you guys to talk about as well, Gretchen Morgenson, who is the New York Times columnist who specializes in going after people who are doing untoward things, says the deal is done, but hold the applause. You know, the banks really did not take a hit at all from this settlement. I mean, there may be other lawsuits down the road, but when you look at this, Dick, are you comfortable with the settlement that was reached on behalf of homeowners or people that lost their homes and are now maybe getting two grand?
Sam, I'll go back even further than that. The banks haven't taken a hit during this entire the recession that we've had starting back in 2008, because it used to be that if they foreclosed on property, they had to manage the property. They took the hits. They had to make the payments. The federal government came through and reimbursed the banks for every foreclosure. In fact, as soon as the house was foreclosed or property, then they would start paying them. So the banks had the incentive to foreclose on people. And what really got my attention is when I'm talking to people who had paid off their homes and were foreclosed on. There was nothing to foreclose. So this thing was just pandemonium. I don't think it's been straightened out yet. Are people being treated fairly? It sure doesn't seem to be. But then if we go back even further than that, when people were given loans that didn't even qualify for loans, that there was no qualification, the whole thing has just been a big mess, and I hope that the banking institution has learned from it. But I don't know what their incentive would be to learn.
I don't know if the banks have learned from it. I think what they've learned is that they got away with it. I mean, they've already put aside all the money for these settlements months ago.
I hope the federal government has learned. Go.
I think they learned that they had a very wise investment policy. They invested so heavily in the campaigns of both major political parties and invested in making sure the senior partners were in the key positions in government during both parties' rule, that when time came to be beaten up, their investments paid off. And I think that's the lesson they learned. If we want to do something more than a symbolic gesture, which I'm afraid is what, to a considerable degree, this particular settlement is, in fact, most settlements are public relations driven, I doubt that those who were the malefactors in all of this have yet gotten the message that they really shouldn't engage in fraudulent activities.
Well, and the thing I look from the public's point of view is, if somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, I got free money, and it's yours. All you got to do is sign here."
I'm going to scratch my head and say, "What do I get in return?" It's another fleece on the consumer, and it continues to be a fleece on the consumer. Nobody has benefited except the bankers, who are smart businessmen and continue to be smart businessmen and know how to play the system, and those who are wheeling and dealing, and the property speculators. They have come out the richest and gotten richer.
Well, if they did it at the right time.
Yes.
Don't leave Washington, D.C. out of that either.
You know, the other thing, too, is essentially for the last several years and continuing on now for at least two or three more years, banks are getting money at almost 0% from the government. And yet, you don't see credit cards back at 12% where they used to be years ago. You still see them sky-high rates, and if somebody's got bad credit, even further through the roof.
Well, look what happened when the banks started getting this money. What did they do? Did they start putting out loans and investing and helping people? No, they went and started buying all kinds of other banks and buying all kinds of other property and increasing their wealth considerably. So no, we're not seeing any reductions, and we're seeing a budget that came out, was announced this week. How many trillions? I mean, I still haven't figured out what a trillion is. It's mind-boggling.
People make decisions. The current Secretary of the Treasury was the head of the Federal Reserve Bank that had the primary responsibility for monitoring Wall Street investments and bank investments. His predecessor was the head of Goldman Sachs, which was the primary bank that on Wall Street that was embedded. I think the Washington Wall Street Bank nexus certainly was one of the focal points. The policies that have been made were not made in the abstract. They were made by people who had very specific interests and were living with the consequences of those decisions. As we shake this out over time, I don't know that you can get the parties to give up on such wonderful contributors as these folks. And I don't know how you put into place protections for the public and for the public interest. But if in the long run we don't relook at how those relationships build the policies that we all live with, we're going to miss an opportunity to learn something out of this mess.
Connie, you have the last 30 seconds on this.
This is going to be a learning moment for many years to come, and a lot of people are going to get a good lesson out of it. We're going to get a lot of provoking thoughts.
And the bottom line is, nothing will change.
Where's our United States Attorney General Holder during all this?
Well, I could say the same thing about our 49 state attorney generals, but that's a topic for another day. We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas after this timeout.
It's the National President's Day sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, your number one place to save on America's number one name in comfort and quality. You'll find great deals on a wide selection of great-looking furniture, including sofas and love seats, recliners and chairs, accessories and more, with amazing savings throughout the store, plus special financing available. The Lazy Boy President's Day sale. Hurry in. With selection and savings this good, why go anywhere else? Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Hey, Reno, here's a bright idea for your entire family. Brighter, straighter, whiter teeth. Thanks to Absolute Dental. Now offering free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, 4 wisdom teeth removed for just $9.99, a free exam and x-rays for the kids, and a free Nintendo DS, PlayStation, or iPod. Just ask for details today. Plus, Absolute Dental offers savings up to 70% off to patients without insurance. So just visit Absolute Dental and keep smiling.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, former Nevada U.S. Senator and Governor Richard Bryan will be here. It's a great show. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.